This hour of the Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans, fighting for America.
It was amazing to see that many marathon runners in church at the same time. I've never seen that many tennis shoes in church ever.
Fighting for Idaho.
The pump price has not been rising for 10 weeks.
The cheapest gas, $3.29 a gallon in Salt Lake City, Utah.
The bottom line in this gasoline price hike of 9 cents is crude oil. Crude oil prices went up almost the same amount.
Fighting for you.
This wasn't an issue about guns on campus. This was an issue about the NRA and the backing for our legislatures for an election season coming up, and who's in support of pro or con gun laws. That's what it was about.
Voices Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. A lot of people will be running today in Boston. We'll keep you updated with the latest from Fox News. Of course, coming up this hour, a few big issues. A meeting in Salt Lake City over the West. And lands, which is what we'll be talking about. And is it possible at 580-5436, 580-KIDO for the West to get the lands back? And we've been covering that situation with the Bundy Ranch for quite some time. And you have people going back and forth and having their opinions. And one of them has to be Chris Hayes of MSNBC, and I thought we would start with this, an interview between Mr. Hayes and the folks from the Bundy Ranch. And the Bundy Ranch, of course, quite frankly, the epicenter of whether or not justice will prevail. Now you have, who is it, Harry Reid and others basically saying that they're lawbreakers, calling them domestic terrorists. I don't believe that's the case, and I believe that cooler heads could and should prevail. Let's take a listen to Chris Hayes and a representative from Nevada as they go back and forth here at 580 KIDO.
Victory. And joining me now from that celebration near the Bundy Ranch in Nevada is State Republican Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore. Assemblywoman, why are you there near the Bundy Ranch tonight celebrating?
Questioning why the heck the federal government felt the need to come in armed to collect an unpaid bill. I mean, that was pretty bold and blatant. I mean, generally when our federal government comes in armed, we're expecting a bigger problem, maybe terrorists crossing the border, not an unpaid bill. So Nevada and Nevadans and people across America stood together and basically made a loud and clear statement that we will not allow governance by gunpoint ever.
So the objection, it sounds to me like, is the way that the law was being enforced in terms of the BLM being armed. But you do agree that the Bundys are in violation of the law. The court has found them in violation of the law. They do owe the government $1 million. Do you think Clive and Bundy should pay up?
Disagree. They do not owe the government $1 million. I was just on your point last week. Jeff, the host, said $1 million. I questioned if he saw the bill. He didn't see the bill. He was on What's Your Point a couple of days later with Rory Reid, and all of a sudden that went from $1 million to a couple hundred thousand. So in question and right now, discovery on both sides, the Bundy sides, And I'll call it Harry Reid's side, because this is a very suspicious activity that he's imposed upon Nevadans, is what the bill is actually. What is the bill?
So
no one has seen it. The media is going crazy. If he owes the bill, he's willing to pay it.
He says he's not willing to pay it. He says he does not recognize the authority of the federal government. I'm basically quoting him there. Do you agree with that stance? Do you recognize the authority of the federal government?
I recognize our federal government overstepped and overreached in our state of Nevada. That's what I recognize. Guys, we have a lot of issues to conclude. We also have the spotlight on Nevada right now, looking at the way BLM had zero stewardship in herding cattle, slaughtering cattle. That's what I'm recognizing. I'm recognizing what I've seen. This is my sixth day on the ground here in Bunkerville, and I'm recognizing that this was handled totally incompetent. I'm questioning the BLM, and I'm also to request.
There you have a local Nevada assemblywoman pretty much giving it to the folks at MSNBC, and you're going to have people going again and again and again after the Bundys. And we'll play you some clips from Harry Reid. And coming up, we're going to tell you about a gathering in Salt Lake City where you had Western lawmakers gathering in Utah to talk the federal lands takeover. And we'll tell you about Speaker Betke. He was there as well. You've also got Becky Lockhart, the speaker in Utah. You have a lot of folks from Idaho and Montana. Mike Lee was there. And we take a look at whether it's proof, whether it's partisanship, whether or not the West gets hosed. Because you take a look at east of the Great River, east of the Mississippi, and what do you see? You see the states, the cities, the municipalities having their lands. Why is there a double standard when it comes to Western lands, when it comes to Western states, when it comes to Western decision-making? This is a real-life, vibrant, dynamic issue, and I think it will play out in the upcoming primary season. It will play out in the election cycle. It will play out nationally. You have lawsuits galore. And I have to say, I'm slow to the table on this one. Steve Ackerman, Tea Party Bob, have been talking about this for quite some time, but you'll hear coming up this coalition, and by the way, it's called COWS, the Coalition of Western States on Facebook, normal, average, everyday citizens getting together. And then you have these group of Western lawmakers, which we'll get to. Also, we'll get Harry Reid's response. But again, as we listen to this interview, this woman is not a kook. She's not a nut. She's very logical. She's very rational. And the guy, Chris Hayes, the effeminate one, trying so hard to get dingy Harry Reid's side of it. Look, let's face it. Why would Harry Reid? And again, somebody posted this on social media. On one hand, you have Major Nadal Hassan, a suspect, the killer at Fort Hood, Texas. And on the other hand, you have Harry Reid calling these folks in Nevada domestic terrorists. It's just not right. Let's take a listen more at 580KIDO.
Either a resignation or termination of the person that had ordered this to be done.
But that's a distinct question. I mean, I understand your point. You think that the way that the law has been enforced, the BLM has been heavy-handed. That's a distinct question from lines of legal authority. I'm just asking you a simple yes or no question. Do you recognize the authority of the federal government?
Oh, I recognize the authority that they believe that they have. I just question it.
So you agree with Clive and Bundy, the federal government does not have authority over the
no,
land, does
I'm
not have authority
I
over the taxpayers of Nevada?
No. Chris, don't put words in my mouth. I'm not saying I agree with Clive and Bundy. What I'm saying is the way this was handled is really suspicious. When in the heck do we send our federal government with arms to collect a bill? When do we do that?
Well, there are a lot of people.
When have we ever done that? Literally sent our federal government to the borders to secure them against terrorist crossing, hey, I got that. But they want to come here with arms because cows are grazing?
Here's the question, right?
Chris, I'm sorry.
Here's the question, right? The principle that people are watching here, I just want to give you a view from outside Bunkerville, right? The principle people are seeing is someone went to court, they fought in court, they lost and they lost and lost. We can agree on that.
Well,
whether you think the courts are right or not.
Understand. Wait, let me explain something.
No, but
the BLM in 1993, wait. Okay, they came up with these fees in 1993 to compensate damages, which they have not defined.
Right.
So,
they've come up with fines to compensate for damages, which they cannot define. Don't you just love paying taxes for this government at work?
Here's what we've seen. We've seen court judgments.
Here's what
we've seen
see.
The government
the federal
try
government
to.
Says do as I say and not as
okay.
I do.
We've
and
seen the government. We see the government try to collect on a fee. I understand you think it was heavy-handed. But then what we've seen is 1,000 people, many of them armed.
If you owe the federal government money, Chris, do you want them coming to your house pointing guns at your wife and children? Is that okay with you?
No.
Because it's definitely not okay with me. It's not okay with Americans across,
is it okay with you?
Across the United States.
Is it okay
States?
With you if every rancher in the country stops paying their grazing fees?
No, it's not okay.
Well, that's
but
the issue,
I
right? I mean, this man is in violation of the law.
Here, you ready for this? You're great. Lean the cows. Lean the property. Don't come here with guns and expect the American people not to fire back.
Okay.
Finally, folks in America have woken up. But at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. By the way, you're listening to Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. You take a look at what Chris Hayes is trying to say. Does Mr. Bundy have a point? Is he violating the law? And how many times on this program and others like them across the country, local, state, national, regional, have we've been wondering for folks to stand up to the federal government, to stand up to the NSA, to stand up and say enough is enough? And why not put liens on the cows? Why not put liens on the property? Why not try to negotiate? Why not bring in good old Sammy Jackson as the negotiator from that classic movie with Kevin Spacey back in the day and work these things out? How many times have we dealt with bureaucrats? How many times have we dealt with the oppressive power of the state when it comes to eminent domain? And we go back to our great founding of the Republic where the people were supposed to decide. The people were supposed to decide. And we see that in Nevada. Now, coming up, we're going to have Harry Reid's reaction. But, again, back to the point at 580-5436. Do you agree with Mr. Bundy, number one? And number two, you know, we've had people saying, well, in Idaho, we've got to make sure that, you know, we're not getting involved and we're not representing the militia and the such. Because, look, Idaho is Idaho. And by the way, coming up this week, we are going to have someone whose family was impacted similar to this. And we'll see what happened here in the Gem State. But first, back to Nevada. It's very easy. It's very common as we're getting our coffee, getting in our cars, getting up, having a hot chocolate, maybe doing a little exercise. And again, it's very, you know, people that exercise to this program, it's a higher level of difficulty. Anybody can sweat to the country songs or to the hip bip bibbity bop. Anybody can do that. But to do the stair machine, to do the rowing machine, to be lifting to the sound of this dramatic voice. Now that is something. You're taking your level. You're not only working out your body, but your brain. And you should be commended for that. So, all right, 20 more minutes as we move along here. But to the point, as what she's saying, look, how in the world can you determine damages when you haven't specified the cost of the damages? How in the world can you come in and take over people's property without any recourse? And that's what these folks are fighting for, right? Much more on this in a minute, though. I thought this interview was fascinating. The two contrasting styles in America, the East Coast elite with Chris Hayes and the Nevada assemblywoman saying, I'm in Bunkerville and this is how it's playing out. Let's get you to work safely and on time on this Monday.
Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
In the name of protecting an endangered tortoise in the region, the feds kicked Cliven Bundy off public land his family's used for cattle grazing for generations.
They want unlimited power over the people of the United States.
Kittleany was a cowboy down to the coast.
I challenged their authority.
He just wanted his ranch and he wanted no.
And their policing power and their arresting power.
I never ever dreamed he'd be starting no.
Our freedoms are on the edge of being taken away from us.
Storm over the rangeland.
Back up, you idiot!
Back up, you
back up!
Storm
over the rangeland.
BLM! Go away! BLM!
And the only survivors are cowboys.
There we have it. It is the West. It is the cowboys versus the federal government coming up. Harry Reid will respond to the allegations he's calling Mr. Bundy a domestic terrorist. And the question being at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning, whether or not Mr. Bundy is in clear violation of the law or standing up for his rights as an American, as someone who has had enough with the oppressive federal government that, let's face it, was not what the Founding Fathers intended when they wrote the Bill of Rights, when they wrote the Constitution, when they wrote the Declaration of Independence. Your calls, your views, always welcome at 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Quickly back to this interview between Chris Hayes and this young lady from Nevada. And again, the two visions, the two versions of America.
Let me ask you this, and I agree. I think we've actually found a point of agreement. I think you should lean the cows on the property, and I agree. A nonviolent resolution of this is great, but I would ask you this. Someone who finds themselves in a situation in which a loved one is being deported, they have exhausted all of their legal remedies, and they decide to have 1,000 people show up at their house with guns to stare down members of DHS to extract that person for deportation, would you be standing at the barricades with them as well?
Are we talking about cows or illegal immigration, Chris?
I'm talking about, about human beings, yeah. which seems to me even
human
more
beings,
important.
Thank God that did not get slaughtered, but cows did get slaughtered out here.
What is going to happen to those cows later on?
You know, are you saying it's okay to cruelly slaughter them because they're going to be they're raised for beef? Is that what you're saying, Chris?
No.
I hope you retract those words, because that's pretty sad, Chris.
That's pretty sad, Chris. There you have it. So let's go to Harry Reid. By the way, your call is welcome, 580-5436. Coming up, the move in Salt Lake City over the weekend. Quote, it's from Kristen Moulton, the Salt Lake Tribune. It's time for Western states to take control of federal lands within their borders. Lawmakers and county commissioners from Western states said at Utah's Capitol last Friday. Coming up again here at 580KIDO. Why more than 50 political leaders from 9 states convened for the first time to talk about their joint goal, wresting control of oil, timber, and mineral-rich lands away from the federal government. That's coming up in less than 6 minutes. Here, quickly, Harry Reid doubling down in Nevada.
I thought we were trying to calm the situation down, so what did you mean by that?
Just what I said.
Why? So talk to me a little bit more about that, Senator, in the sense
of... Yeah, expand on that, Senator.
What triggered the...
Expand on that, Senator. Why not de-escalate the situation instead of escalating the situation? What are you trying to prove? Is it true about the stories of your son's involvement with the Chinese in some type of solar farm in Nevada?
I mean, what you're obviously privy to intelligence. What was it that they were doing up there that would make you
call them? This is cows and cattle!
The National Cattlemen Association has a wonderful branch here in Nevada. I met with them last week. I met with Joe Gill, Dean Rhodes, Fallon, what's his first name? Head of the
Dogashio?
The president. But anyway, we had a nice visit. They pay their taxes. They pay their fees. They follow the law. Bundy doesn't believe that the American government is valid. He believes the United States is a foreign government. He doesn't pay his taxes. He doesn't follow the law. He doesn't pay his fees. And if anyone thinks by any figment of their imagination that what happened up there last week was just people rallying to somebody that was oppressed, 600 people came in, armed. They had practiced. They had maneuvered. They knew what they were doing. They set up snipers in strategic locations with sniper rifles. They had assault weapons. They had automatic weapons. And they boasted about the fact that they put women and children. In fact, one retired sheriff from Arizona boasted that he put women and children so that they would get hit first. So 600 people. If there were ever an example of people who were domestic, violent, terrorist wannabes, these are the guys. And I think that we should call it that way. We have a situation where I think that it's really untoward. Would it be appropriate if Jim Rogers, owner of this station, got behind in his taxes or had a problem with the Federal Communications Commission to station around here when people tried to collect taxes or to do something that was in keeping with the law?
There you have it, Harry Reid laying the smackdown, calling all those 600 freedom fighters domestic terrorist wannabes. Very disturbing, and you're right, if it's just about paying taxes. But what if there's more to the story? What if there is, again, an issue involving the federal government trying to seize property that they have no right to do this? I thought this was over the tortoise. And as somebody pointed out to me, you know, when there's brush fires, when there's fires in the West, kind of like hurricane or tornado season in the East or in the South, and it happens, unfortunately, look, there have been you talk about incompetency. You talk about not doing the job that the feds are supposed to do. Take a look at the forest fires in Idaho, in California every year. And my friends, how in the world can we justify the timber that is being lost? Because the feds have taken over the land and they don't properly steward the land, do they? And so what would be wrong with the state of Idaho reclaiming it or private industry or something of that nature? No, the feds know better than the West. That's really what this is about. And it wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be outside the purview, instead of letting the people decide this, that some major corporation that's donated a lot of money, we're not talking House of Cards here, we're talking real life issues in Idaho, in Colorado, in Utah, in Nevada, all over the West, decides that they want a certain piece of land. But my, you know, and look, you know me, I don't like the outdoors, and the outdoors don't like me, judging, I look at the sun and I turn into a big red tomato. Just how it is. That's how it's meant to be. But when the feds say, well, we only have three fire retardant planes because of cutbacks, how in the world can you cut back when it comes to safety, when it comes to property, when it comes to the federal government spending billions of dollars in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and I'm getting off track here, I understand that, and fires are blazing in Idaho. Fires are blazing all over the West. Gee, we only have six planes, and two of them are down, and one of them's going for an oil check. You know, we have the money. It's just, you know, people process product. And the feds have been allowed to run roughshod. Who else, and we'll talk a little bit about this with Dave Petzo, who else prints their way out of a phony recovery? Why are the markets blowing up? Because the Fed keeps dumping funny money in. Don't you wish you could do that at home or in your business? Hey, we lost 25%. I'll just print up some more money, y'all. If you would do that, the Secret Service would arrest you, right? All right, we're a little convoluted here. Let's get focused. At 580-5436, you've heard from the Bundy side. You've heard from Harry Reid's side. Is it about simply Mr. Bundy not paying taxes? Or is it about the federal government getting involved in the bill collecting business? What's next, my friends? If you don't pay your MasterCard, your Visa, are we going to bring back debtor's prison? And I do believe there is something equivalent to debtor's prison in America today. And again, you don't have to teach history. You just have to read history, be a part of history, be involved in history to understand that, we're, you know, that's one of the reasons why we rebelled against England, the debtor's prison, right? All right, coming up, what to do about the West, Western lawmakers, why Western lawmakers have gathered to stop the federal land takeover with Kevin Miller, only on 580 KIDO.
Here to make a statement. It's a free country. Remember that, government.
This is my right.
I spoke with Clive and Bundy, and he repeatedly called for peace.
They want total, unlimited power over the people of the United States.
Our freedoms are on the edge of being taken away from us.
I saw my cousin get tased three times. I saw him pull dogs and sick it on a pregnant woman.
Food for your brain. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning, talking about Western freedom. Quickly to D.C., who's been very patient. D.C., good morning. You're at 580 KIDO.
Morning, Kev.
Good morning, sir.
Belated happy Easter.
And to you and your family.
Thank you. I want to go on record as saying our founding fathers, in their infinite wisdom, conceived the Constitution to protect us, the people, from the likes of treasonous felons like Ratface Reed. That's exactly why it was written. And he is a felon of the lowest order, a multiple felon. He is buying up land all over Nevada. It's all traceable and on the record. He's not hiding anything. And he's lying out his butt when he says things that, like, the patriots who were marching on the BLM jackbooted thugs, I can't say what I want to call them, when they were marching on them peaceably and would not back down when they were being told that they will be shot at because these thugs have a court order, Harry had the cojones to say that they were putting children and women in front of them as shields. That is the lowest thing I think I've ever heard come out of a politician's mouth, and we all know how low they can go. Thank you for the use of your soapbox, sir.
Thank you, D.C. 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. That is the latest going on concerning the Bundy Ranch. Now, some good news, and I'm sure our friends at the Gem State Patriot and other groups within the Treasure Valley and throughout the state. By the way, we do appreciate the folks in Gem County and Jerome County and all over the state for listening to us. We do appreciate that. And humbly, I will say this, and I've been on Facebook the past few days soliciting, openly soliciting, a few years ago, actually last year, and it was really the start of the revival of this program, and it never really was going anywhere, but it turned to a more definitive direction, and that was when we competed in and won the Seven's Best competition. And then we half-heartedly tiptoed into the Statesman's Treasure Valley's Best, and the Statesman didn't have us listed, and even though we weren't listed for the first month of it, we finished fourth out of all the morning shows with their big signals and their sidekicks and all their giveaways and everything that we at Idaho's first radio station do not have. But we don't talk about the negative. We beat the unbeatable and did the unthinkable. So I would ask you, and we'll have again at 580KIDO on our Facebook page, I'd ask you to take some time to fill out the survey from the Statesman, Best in the Treasure Valley. It's going to take you a while, but the radio hosts are, I think it's the first page. If you put Kevin Miller, KIDO, we'd appreciate that. And that does a few things. Number one, it helps us here at the Broadcast Center in this ever-competitive world amongst the radio stations that we have here to say, look, listeners support what Kevin Miller does in the morning, number one. And number two, it shows the advertisers that people do respond to the message here. Folks, we're under attack. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but the amount of choices that we have in conservative talk radio continue to get narrower and narrower and whittled away. Or you have people saying, I don't really care about politics. I don't care about values. I don't care about morals. It's about entertainment. It's about this, that, and the other. To keep this show going, and thankfully I thank the management for allowing me to be as candid as I am with you. To keep this show going, we've got to continue to get more people to listen. We've got to continue to get more people involved. And just by simply filling out that form and putting us as your pick in the morning, that will do a lot. That will show management here and across the country that people do respond to the show and they value it. And I know that you value it. And I don't know how many times people have come up to me and said, we really appreciate your show. You can only vote once in this. There are a lot of choices to pick from. I would ask for your vote. Kevin Miller, KIDO, on the Statesman's poll there. And for our folks in Jerome and Gem County and everywhere else, that Kevin, we'd love for you to come out and see us. And Tea Party Bob's always on me about this. This is where you can help us out. This is where you can help us stay on the radio. So please give us a shot there, would you? I'd appreciate it. Thank you. And again, it's not we don't benefit from it monetarily, but it gives us another how should I put this, in the age of President Obama, in the age when the libs have destroyed and continue to erode our morality and our traditional values, it gives us a talking point when we go to folks and say, well, this is why we're important. Last year we were number four, this year we're number two, this year we're number one. We've got the most active, fired up, participatory audience in radio here in the Treasure Valley. For me, it's not about Washington, D.C. For me, it's not about, doing the Fox News stuff. I've done that. For me, it's about being with you. And I'd like to be with you for quite some time. So please check that out. Okay, enough of the self-serving rigmarole here. From the Salt Lake Tribune, and I believe Channel 7 picked this up as well, Western lawmakers met in Salt Lake on Friday. More than 50 political leaders from 9 states convened for the first time to talk about the federal takeover of the West. It's simply time, Representative Ken Ivory of Representative West Jordan of Utah, who organized the legislative summit on the transfer of public lands along the Montana, along with Montana State Senator Jennifer Fielder, quote, the urgency is now. By the way, we did have big folks from Idaho who participated. Our speaker, Mr. Betke, was there. Idaho Speaker of the House, Scott Betke, said the Idaho forest and rangeland managed by the state have suffered less damage and watershed degradation from wildfire than lands managed by federal agencies. Quote, it's time the states in the West come of age, Betke said, with every bit as capable of managing the lands in our boundaries as the states east of Colorado. And then it goes on, the issue of interest to urban as well as rural lawmakers in part because they see oil fields and other resources that could be developed to create jobs and fund education. So here we have it now, the League of Superheroes meeting in Salt Lake City, finally. It's good to see that Speaker Bedke is online with this, and we will examine this issue. And it plays into the Bundy Ranch and everything else. Why do folks east of the Great River have total control of their lands? So much so that they get into a fight when they want to build a Walmart on a Civil War battlefield, which they shouldn't. And yet, west of the Great River, the feds control everything. Did it start with Clinton, or was it before that? Was it Carter? I mean, are they saying that people in Idaho, Nevada, Utah, Montana cannot manage their lands as effectively? Maybe you've seen the thing on Facebook where they show how much the federal government controls this. And maybe it's an issue that Governor Otter and Senator Fulcher will discuss when they hit the campaign trail. By the way, a big win for Governor Otter, or is it that the statesmen endorsed him over the weekend? More of your thoughts on these issues will get refocused coming up next at 580KIDO. Don't forget Dave Petzl will talk about your money. Rocky Road for the markets, what's next? Dave will tell us about that. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
On Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning. Don't forget, promoting our schools, securing our future. Ho-ho, coming up on Thursday will be at Capital High School, courtesy of our friends at CapEd. We love our schools, and it shows, talking about the feds, the takeover, what to do about it. And here's a guy that now has learned how to video on Facebook. So I'm looking at my personal Facebook over the weekend, and I've got, like, Tom Munn staring at me in his car going back and forth, and I'm going, you know, I love Tom, and Tom does a great job. TomMunns.com, you know the rest. You can recite it here at 580KIDO. And I just had to delete you on the Facebook there, Tom. Good morning.
What? Why?
Because I don't want to. That's my personal thing. I don't want to see Tom Munns looking at me, screaming at me.
Well, somebody said we have to join the 21st century, and we have to get out of. And everybody knows that they think I can't spell because I'm grammatically challenged, and that I can't see my phone very well, and I'm all thumb. So I thought, well, maybe if I spoke a little bit better, people would think that I'm a little bit more.
You're a great speaker, and you're multimedia. You're in your car. Filming. What's up with that?
You know, I don't know. I had a friend, Brad, he was telling me about it. He said, you know, you gotta step it up a notch, and you know, and he said, you know, video's the way. And he gave me a little vision. He said, you know, imagine if every patriot that actually believed the way we believed actually just sent videos instead of texting. And people are much more apt to listen to a video than they are to my knowledge.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I digress. I'm sorry I got you distracted. What's going on?
No, not much. I wanted to talk about the legislature real quick and their alleged support for American lands. They're either really not interested in it and they're just blowing smoke up our backside, or they're really ignorant to the bigger picture. And what I wanted to say about that is, you know, this is kind of where if we have treaties that the president can write at any moment, it basically just denies every provision and protection of the Constitution that are afforded to us. If we have United Nations programs like Agenda 21, for example, and we have chambers of commerce across the, I don't know if I said that right, but across the country that are in support of this, we've got Simpson, I know, that actually supports green initiatives and Agenda 21. Basically, what they're doing is talking out of both sides of their face. So when you have people talk about sustainable development, and they support the green initiatives and what they call rural initiatives, which are attempts to be able to move people out of these rural areas into densely populated cities, you know, we really have to be able to try to pay attention and decipher what they're actually saying and whether they really want our lands back. Because as long as the United Nations has control over our lands, which is essentially what happens, because the states believe that the federal government is in control and the federal government knows that the UN is in control. My question is, how many of us really know who's in control?
Well, you know, it goes back to the Matrix, which you and I haven't talked about, but I'll tell you who's in control. It isn't you. It isn't me. It's the feds. And you take a look at Snowden, and people are critical of him. He exposed what needed to be exposed.
He did. He absolutely did. You know, and the problem is that what we need to start doing is looking at the you know, when I was starting to talk about law enforcement, it was about this enmity and this frustration that has been created between people. I mean, here we have in America, our nation is completely divided down to every single aspect. It's financial, it's societal, it's, you know, it's economical, it's political, it's, you know, everything. And now we have issues where the governments are adamantly opposed to their own people because they think that they can raise a finger and point into the camera to the American people and somehow maintain their position of servitude.
Tom Munns, he's on a roll. He's doing video. Check him out on Facebook and traveling the state. Thank you, sir.
If I'm ever exceeding my limits, let me know, all right?
You're a great American.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Our great friend Tom Munns. Much more on the Western Lab Regrab next. Kevin Miller with you. Thank you for joining us. 580KIDO. Let's get you to work. 659. He's back. He's raring to go. He's Dave Pezzo. Pezzo Financial will join us. We'll talk about the rocky road of the markets. How's your 401k doing? Find out next. 580KIDO. Serving Meridian.